Do homeopathic treatments really work on animals?
I think what we often lose in the discussion with homeopaths is just how flagrantly silly the whole scheme is.
Apparently more farmers are using them. All that to come on Breakfast. Firstly, though, I think alternative remedies are one of those things that you either really believe in or you really think are a load of rubbish. There doesn't tend to be too many people that are in the middle about these. You might not realise homeopathic remedies are being used more and more to treat animals, and on farms in particular. Anna's been finding out a little bit more. Why is this?
Well, a number of reasons, actually. Some farmers think that it's cheaper than conventional veterinary medicine, and others also believe that it's actually better for the animals. Now, Jill Tapp farms at Washford on the edge of Exmoor, and she's been using homeopathic treatments on her dairy herd for about 12 years, and she told me when they actually started using them.
It was when we decided to move here. We took on this farm, which was then organic, and we assumed that we had to use the homeopathy. We couldn't use anything else, which was wrong, really, but it got us into homeopathy with the help of a local vet. And we sort of had a crash course on it, and he gave us a few remedies to try and a few pointers, and we've sort of gone on from then to see how we got on for it with it.
And what sort of things was that to treat or to prevent?
Well, anything really, mastitis or just general chills or anything that, you know, an animal can come across an animal at any time, really.
And having gone from, in your previous farm, using more conventional medicine to using the homeopathy, does it work in your opinion?
Yes, it works really well. If you get the right remedy for the problem, then yes, it's extremely fast and probably works better than a non-specific antibiotic or something like that.
And in terms of the cost, how does it compare with more conventional treatments?
Well, it's a lot cheaper than... We use little tablets, which are about £5 a bottle. You get 200 in a bottle, and you use two each time you dose an animal. So perhaps for a problem, you'd use maybe 10 tablets at the maximum, and you've still got the rest of the bottle. Plus, you don't have to call the vet out. You can do it as and when, either on a Saturday night or a Sunday night when problems normally occur. Treat them when you think they need treating.
And in terms of administering these types of drugs, I mean, is it similar? You know, for instance, when a cow's got mastitis, are you still injecting in the teat, or is it different?
No, you use just little tablets, and all they need to do is touch a mucous membrane. So you can either put them in the mouth, or an easiest way with dairy cows in the parlour is you've got their back end, you can pop them in the vulva, and it just touches the mucous membrane. That's all you need to do, just pop them in and leave them.
Now, there are a lot of farmers and people who aren't farmers who are great cynics of natural remedies and homeopathy. What would you say to those people, being a farmer who's now used these treatments for 12 years?
And it does work. Nobody really knows how or why it does work. But if you do get the right remedy and you have to, you know, go through a sort of a system of observing the animal and getting the right remedy, then it does work very effectively.
Do you ever get to the point where you do resort to conventional medicine?
Oh, yes. If it's, you know, a really serious infection or something, when it's, you think, well, that's got to have antibiotics, then, oh, yes, we do that.
So we've literally just come in from the yard through the parlour. And so this is literally just a tin?
Yep. They have to be kept in the dark because they're mostly in brown bottles. And, you know, when it's shut, obviously, they're all labelled.
I mean, I'm literally looking at some of the names here. I mean, this one I've got in my hand is Arnica. Mm. And this is something a lot of us as humans would take for bruising,
I think.
That's
right, yes. Yeah.
So these are literally drugs that, you know, humans and cattle alike can take. Yeah, they have the same properties.
Because it's the symptoms that you're treating, not the animal, not the species.
So just talk us through some of the things we've got in here. I mentioned the Arnica.
Right, there's mercury sol. The mercuries are destructive remedies for... I had a cow with an ulcer in her eye, and probably caused by a hayseed or something like that, and that cleared that up.
Jill Tapp from Washford speaking to BBC Somerset's Anna Corbett. Now, later in the show, I'll be hearing from a vet who strongly believes that these treatments don't work.